A thumb injury shouldn't end a career. Yet in March 2015, a doctor's choice of pins over screws meant Emmanuel Acho, the 33rd-ranked NFL linebacker, was suddenly emptying his locker into a trash bag. While former teammates earned millions, he trained alone in Philadelphia alleys with stolen traffic cones. Society had drawn a clear line. His value was tied to his position on a roster. But what if the very metrics we use to measure success are completely arbitrary? The Mona Lisa celebrates beauty standards we dismiss today. Second place means failure in the NBA, but earns Olympic silver. We've surrendered our self-worth to society's random rulebook. The most profound achievements in human history came from those willing to question these arbitrary boundaries, to realize, like Neo discovering there is no spoon, that it's not the world that needs to bend, only our perception of what's possible. At a blackjack table, the kid bet $40,000 on a 7% chance, needing one perfect ace. It appeared. Life's most paralyzing moments happen before the cards flip, when we calculate poor odds and flee. When Philadelphia released Acho, logic declared his football career finished. At 25, he made the illogical decision to retire from football and pursue communication. As the youngest person at Longhorn Network, sandwiched between Texas legends, he studied everyone — analysts, communicators, even Taylor Swift's performance techniques. From Swift, he learned that engaging an audience transforms spectators into co-performers. After 2 years working 6 days weekly across four cities, he became ESPN's youngest national football analyst. His NFL experience translated perfectly — mental toughness, resilience, determination. By befriending uncertainty and redefining failure as opportunity, his gamble led to hosting his own show, Conversations with Oprah and Matthew McConaughey, becoming a New York Times best-selling author and Emmy winner, all because he doubled down when logic said fold. When a 5-year-old challenged the former NFL linebacker to do a backflip at a trampoline park, Acho froze, while children performed flips effortlessly around him. This moment revealed how we lose our childlike faith, that superpower to dream the impossible and move without calculating consequences. Children rush toward desires without hesitation. Adults become logical, letting fear paralyze us. The problem isn't ability, it's belief. Everything needed to achieve our dreams already exists within us, we just need courage to leap. Faith is a muscle that strengthens each time you choose to believe the unbelievable. Childlike faith doesn't eliminate fears. It means not letting fears stop action. Acho eventually returned alone and landed that backflip. What he feared never materialized. He learned to live in the moment rather than fearing things that haven't occurred, because if we don't, they might never happen at all. At a deafeningly loud 2019 concert, Acho spotted a mother holding a peacefully sleeping toddler wearing large black earmuffs. This became his metaphor for blocking noise to hear your own voice. Minutes before recording the first episode of Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man, a colleague texted him to abandon the project. Despite spiraling doubts, he proceeded anyway. 80 million views and a best-selling book later, he was grateful he did. When pursuing something great, skeptics emerge, sometimes as haters, sometimes as well-meaning friends. But your calling is yours alone. Your earmuffs don't prevent doubt from existing, they prevent external noise from impacting your existence. Like noise-canceling headphones, we need both cancellation and transparency, knowing when to block everything out and when to let constructive feedback in. When self-doubt takes residence in your mind, serve an eviction notice. Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery out of jealousy. After 12 years in prison, his dream interpretation brought him before Pharaoh. His accurate prediction, 7 years of harvest followed by 7 years of famine, made him second in command over Egypt. During the famine, his brothers came seeking grain, bowing before the brother they didn't recognize. The very thing they despised him for led to his destiny. Before creating Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man, Acho's literary agent discouraged him, claiming the market was saturated. When an ESPN executive told him he wasn't a big enough name for advancement, he left for a company offering room to grow. Weeks later, his platform expanded beyond what any network could provide. Don't harbor hate toward doubters. When you prove them wrong, thank them for motivating you. The people questioning your vision today might be asking for your help tomorrow. In 2013, Acho saw his name on a cut list during a Philadelphia Eagles meeting. Desperate, he retreated to a bathroom stall to pray, a moment of raw vulnerability that proved pivotal. This was his "I might be crazy" moment, a critical checkpoint on the path to greatness. Despite the black and white evidence, he refused to accept it as final. While other listed players packed and left, Acho stayed, showing up to practice with renewed determination. His persistence paid spectacularly. He not only remained, but became captain and earned first-team All-Pro honors. Steve Jobs faced similar skepticism envisioning the iPhone, combining phone, camera, music player, and GPS when experts scoffed. His unwavering belief inspired engineers to solve impossible problems, resulting in over a billion iPhones sold. The moment you think, "I might be crazy," isn't a warning, it's the first checkpoint toward greatness. Being called crazy is merely a speed bump, not a roadblock. When circumstances look grim and logic suggests surrender, hope anyway. In 1954, Roger Bannister shattered the scientifically impossible 4-minute mile on a cold, windy day, finishing in 3:59.4. Within 46 days, another runner broke it. Within 2 years, 10 more followed. Today, high school students routinely achieve what scientists once deemed impossible. The mental dam had broken. Acho's father broke his own dam after the Nigerian Biafran War. Left with 20 worthless pounds when Biafran currency collapsed, he became a local preacher atop broken-down buses. Despite family mockery, he persisted. When American missionaries heard his passionate preaching, they invited him to America. He worked as a janitor and fast food employee while earning master's and doctoral degrees, opening doors for his mother, siblings, and entire village. When you break through your barriers, you change everyone who follows. The impossible becomes possible not just for you, but for all who walk your path. We've been sold a lie that logic is the only path forward. But the greatest human achievements came from those willing to be illogical. Your crazy idea isn't a warning sign, it's a checkpoint toward greatness. Find your unique gift, refuse to let society's arbitrary metrics define your worth, and remember, Joseph, the very thing people despise you for might lead to your destiny. Stop setting limiting goals and create limitless objectives instead. The cards you need are already in your hands. The question isn't whether you're capable, it's whether you're brave enough to be illogical. Because in a world obsessed with playing it safe, your willingness to defy conventional wisdom might just change everything, not only for you, but for everyone watching, waiting for permission to break their own barriers.